This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. New users can bet $1 on Conor McGregor to win by knockout in the first round, and if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using the code FANRUN in all caps. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Restrictions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Welcome into the DraftKings Best Bets Podcast. I am your host, Billy Stats. Some call me Bama Billy, Bay Area Billy, Barnes Basham Billy, Round Ball Billy, Bracket Billy. It doesn't matter what you call me. All that matters is that you're listening to this podcast, and I can't thank you enough. If you've listened to the first two episodes, you know that I've passed out some winners. I told you that Alabama was going to go down to LSU and roll the Tigers. But, you know, I've had some losers too. Tennessee let me down. They let us down. They didn't get off the plane against Florida. I mean, the Gators were down a couple players, and they could have beat the Vols by 50. That's how bad it was. No one was making shots. Nobody was trying to rebound. No one was playing defense. It was one of the worst performances I've ever seen out of a Rick Barnes coach Tennessee team. Now, I would go back to probably the SEC tournament when Tennessee took a 20-point loss to Auburn. But this was embarrassing. I mean, you're the number six team in the nation. You go down there and you play like that. It's terrible. But there's another game tonight. Tennessee takes on Missouri. And I really don't know what to make of that game. I don't know what Tennessee team that you're going to get. I really don't know how to play them. Right now, Tennessee is an 8-point favorite, and I don't think I want to touch it. I really don't. I don't think I want to touch that. I do not feel safe with Tennessee as an 8-point favorite. Before we get to some of the other games, go to DraftKings Sportsbook and sign up. If you're a new user, use the promo code FANRUN in all caps. If you get on there right now, they're running a plus 100 odds boost on Conor McGregor to win the fight tonight. It's a max wager of $25. But at plus 100, you can double up your money. So I've already opted into that. I'm taking that tonight. We'll have another podcast for tomorrow because they have a ton of boosts for the NFL games. Odds boost, profit boost, parlay boost. A lot of stuff that we can get into tomorrow. But for tonight, take that plus 100 on McGregor to win. It's only, you don't have to wager $25. Throw $5 on there. Double your money if he wins. They also have a get 20% profit boost on any 4-plus team leg college basketball parlay. That's what we're about to do. I'm going to take a chance. I think I'm only going to put $5 on this, but at 20% profit boost, you can make some money. I think we're going to roll with some money lines here. I like Creighton over UConn. Creighton, to me, is the better team. They're playing at home. They're shooting the three ball really well right now. And I'm going to add Houston to that parlay as well. I think Houston is one of the best teams in the nation. They're playing Temple. Temple's not terrible, but I like Houston to win that game. You have Arkansas at Vanderbilt. I think Arkansas is the better team. So if you want to take their money line, go ahead and do it. Would not surprise me if somehow Vandy came out and won that game. It just seems like something that Vandy would do, even though Arkansas, like I said, I do think that they're the better team. They're not playing too bad right now. Florida at Georgia. Georgia just is coming off a big win at Kentucky. Baylor at Oklahoma State. This one is one that I like. I feel like Baylor's going to drop a game sooner rather than later. However, I keep saying that, and they keep winning. So I'm going to throw Baylor money line in that parlay as well. Really like Maryland, Minnesota. And I really like Minnesota to cover the 6 points. I think that they're the better team. I think that they're playing really well. They recently have a big win over Michigan. So that might be my fourth leg. I'm going to scroll down and keep looking here. Marshall's clearly the better team over FIU, but they played yesterday, so that game scares me. You have Providence playing at Villanova. I think Villanova takes care of business there. I'm going to slot them in to my four-leg parlay real quick. Clemson at Florida State. I don't feel comfortable with any of those teams. Texas A&M at Ole Miss. Ole Miss is an 8.5-point favorite. I still don't love it, though, so I'm going to stay away. Ohio State at Wisconsin, Duke at Louisville. None of these that I love. West Virginia at Kansas State. Clearly, West Virginia is the better team there. I think I'm going to throw them in there. So I got five teams on this parlay now. Parlay odds at plus 122. I'm not going to throw Tennessee in to cover the spread, but I think I am going to throw them in there to win the game. I think Tennessee's better than Missouri. Missouri has really, really good guard play, but Tennessee's played pretty well at home this year. I think I'm going to take them. I want to take LSU over Kentucky, but Kentucky scares me. They're not a good team. Look, they really aren't, but it just kind of feels like Kentucky's always that team that you're worried to bet on because they're going to come back and bite you. I just think I'll stay away from that. No NFL today. We'll touch on that tomorrow. Like I said, there's a ton of good boosts to pay attention to, and we'll take full advantage of it. I want to thank you for listening, and I want to thank DraftKings Sportsbook for presenting this podcast and giving me the opportunity to do it. And I want to give a shout out to the 37, because without you, none of this is possible. So I really appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening, and catch you then.